Hey guys, welcome back to the Black Star Podcast. This is your host, Jared. And today I was going to be talking to you guys about becoming your own man. And I was going to try to do a live, but I couldn't get the software. Well, the software was working right, but there was a delay and I'm tired as fuck right now. So I'm really not trying to figure that shit out yet. So, tomorrow, expect me to do a live session because there's some things I want to talk about on live camera that I want to do actually on a live stream. And right now, since it's almost 10 o'clock, Kevin's supposed to be coming online in about 30 minutes. So I don't want to interrupt this time. So what I was going to say is, you got to become your own person before you try to say that you're man. You have to actually, what I'm saying is, become your own person, especially guys my age. Become your own person. Become who you are. So that means not living with anybody or just finding out who you are in a, because you can be a very influential person if you understand who you are. Like I said yesterday on my podcast episode, you have to understand who you are. You have to understand the problem before you could come up with a solution. And what I'm going to also say is you have to know who you are in order to understand the person you have become. Now, you may think that I'm just saying this off tangent, but no, I'm actually, there's a reason why I'm saying this. With a lot of people, a lot of new content creators coming into the manosphere and also coming to the Black manosphere space and them talking about women all the time, it's easy to get hung up in the message. What they're trying to tell you is to be careful of who you have around you. They're trying to tell you to be careful on with certain issues. They're trying to tell you things because they've been through things in their life, and they're trying to tell you so that you don't make the same mistakes that they did when they were younger. That is why the manosphere exists. But you can get lost in the sauce and want to be raged or say fuck all people, fuck all women, all this shit, and you don't even understand why they're talking about the issues they're talking about. Now, everything that O'Shea, Kevin, lead attorney, Coach Greg Adams, Poor Man's Podcast, Mediocre Tutorials, they're all right about the things that are going on in modern day relationships in modern day America. Modern day UK, modern day Canada. All of these guys, they're telling the truth about everything. But the thing is, you have to understand that you, as a man, you have to understand who you are as a person. They're just teaching you the lesson. But the problem is, they take on a persona and try to act like Kevin, O'Shea, or any of these guys instead of actually being themselves. Admittedly, I've done it. But the thing is, the red pill community is meant to teach, to educate on problems and situations. It's not meant to cause issues or to promote violence against women. It's only to show you the natures of women. It's meant to show you what you must become in order to be successful. It's meant to show you that that in order for me to become strong, competitive, successful, you have to become competent in your craft. You can't just go out here and just wheel and deal and everything will come together. You have to be precise. You have to be strong. You have to be educated to the point where you can understand the problems, or you can understand the situation that you're trying to keep yourself from getting into. That is the reason why the red pill community is here. You know what? I might have to record this on YouTube. Yeah, I might have to record this on YouTube. You know what, guys? I'm gonna do the rest of this on YouTube. Because, you know what, this is gold right here. But head over to the YouTube channel, like, comment, and subscribe to the damn channel, and please get your life together.